Cutter Gauthier watching this game is history. 2 seconds, one, and a final of 5-1 Vancouver.
And the final buzzer rings. That last goal for the Vancouver Canucks, making this one 5-1 Canucks. Goal scored by Danton Heinen. A beautiful play by Kiefer Sherwood, getting the first assist, and Teddy Bluger rounding out with that second assist.
So you have your post-game show coming up with Alexis Downey, and I'll be tuned to it on the way home. And just a final thought as we suffer a tough loss here tonight.
Well, I'll start with just shots on goal, right? You're looking to have at least 39, which this Ducks team put up against the Chicago Blackhawks last game. You're looking for at least that total to get yourself in the conversation of coming out with the 2 points against a high-octane unit that is the Vancouver Canucks. You knew it wasn't going to be an easy game, and we saw all the skill that the Canucks bring night in and night out at this National Hockey League level. So it was a tough one for the Anaheim Ducks. Got to turn the page because you got the Minnesota Wild coming to town. So
doesn't get any
easier.
Nope. All right. Well, good job tonight. Same for Alexis Downey. You two will be together here in the booth next to us, and we'll enjoy that on our way home here in Southern California. Again, the final is a 5-1 Vancouver win over Anaheim. I want to thank Vic Pence. I want to thank Rick Cutler here and our buddy there. They're in, where is that? That's a great state, Arizona. And good job there, fellas. And we just thank everyone for listening tonight. Be on the air in a couple of nights here. Again, the final 5-1. It's a good post-game show, so make sure you stick with us. And again, thank you to everyone on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. A lot of people were helped by what we had happen here tonight at Honda Center. For Emerson, Edom, and the gang, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, Canucks over the Ducks 5-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. It's coming your way in just a matter of a couple of minutes here on DuckStream, powered by our friends at Tuning.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deeks.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/5050raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks falling to the Vancouver Canucks tonight here at Honda Center, 5-1. The final, the Ducks 22 shots on goal, the Canucks 36. Emerson Needham alongside Alexis Downey here to bring you the recap of this one. Emerson, you know, it's another game I'm walking away frustrated from. I felt that way after the game on Sunday, and I still feel it after this game here tonight. Just some things that the Ducks needed to clean up.
Yeah, they needed to clean up a lot. And you thought the PK, okay, that was looking good there early on, getting their clears, and then boom, the power play nails one in for the Vancouver Canucks, and then they score another one on the power play a little bit later on. So it just seemed like whatever good was early on, including the penalty kill, it just quickly dissipated. And, you know, it just you try to find the playmaking and the camaraderie out there, and they weren't quite on the same page. This Ducks unit for the better portion of this game. That's frustrating. You know, you're trying to build any kind of momentum possible, trying to gain any kind of ground possible, and it just wasn't their night.
It was not there tonight. And we're going to talk about it now with these highlights, Emerson. Let's start in the first period. And it was a positive start for the Ducks because they were able to get the first goal of the game, and it came from Olin Zellweger on the power play.
There goes Olin Zellweger with a solid shot.
And we were talking about him before the broadcast today. Kind of like the way he's coming around as a defenseman for the Ducks.
And this power play was all started because he went north with that puck in the defensive zone. He went glassing out, and there he scores a goal.
How about that? We helped out up here in the booth on a shot by Zellweger, which beats Lankinen. Didn't waste much time there, did they? It's 1-0 Anaheim on an extra player goal. Power play for Zellweger.
We really talked that into existence. I'm going to give all three of us some credit here. That was good. That was good. I was happy to see Zelly get that goal. I love when he takes the opportunity to take those shots on the power play.
You put it that ball on the tee there in the pregame show. You set me up with that one. And then Steve and I just were pumping his tires right into that goal. So, look, he's looked so much more comfortable. And we had a segment there in the pregame show because of it, right? He just continues to up the ante in his game, get more confident. And just when he skates with the puck, it's zero hesitation for him. He grabs that puck and goes. And the thing from a skills perspective that I look at is the timing in which he his strides and the stick handling. It's in sync. It's perfectly timed. And that just goes with the confidence. It's so dynamic. He continues to get whoever's pressuring them, keep them on their toes and keep them guessing. And it's just the beginning for him. And I'm sure that feels great for him to get another goal. I mean, that's two on the season for him. And that's saying a lot this early on.
Yeah, good numbers early in the season here through now 11 games played for Olin Zellweger. But the Canucks would match that with their own power play goal. It's Brock Besser who redirected Quinn Hughes' shot from up top, 16-22 into the period.
Penalty kill presented by Holy Guacamole, America's number one selling guacamole and avocado dips. Here's a shot. They score! And that shot from Quinn Hughes. And we've heard his name so often already tonight. And now he puts them even with Anaheim 1-1 on a high slot type of shot. And Dostal couldn't do much with that. There was some traffic in front, perhaps distracted a bit by that. It's a 1-1 hockey game.
So Brock Besser with the power play goal there. I mean, that was the start of three similar goals from Vancouver. Those shots up top, the traffic, the tip. That's what frustrated me in this game here tonight. Three similar goals.
Yeah, they really work it between the QB, the both sides on the flanks, and they use that movement to open things up and get shots through, and mm-hmm. just a well-timed tip play. And yeah, it was just perfectly placed tip there from Besser. He just opened up the blade with ease, nice deflection, perfectly timed, and it's just a tough break.
Yeah, those plays aren't easy, getting that timing just perfect, and Vancouver had all of that here tonight. Kiefer Sherwood would get the next goal for the Canucks, 2-1 after one period, moving into the second. Originally credit to Quinn Hughes, this next goal, their third goal of the game. However, it would be changed to Pettersson, as he did have the screen in front of Dostal, and he got the credit for this one.
What opportunities here from the Vancouver Canucks?
Hugh Suter was stopped. Then they let it go for Quinn Hughes, and there he is. I'll tell you something. They look for him a lot, and I can see why. He is Mr. Offense, Mr. Defense, does everything for this hockey club, and that was a low, hard shot with a screen in front by Pettersson, perhaps blocking part of Dostal's view, and the Canucks get a goal. And that's not the way you wanted to start the second period there.
Not much you can do if you're Dostal and you have a 6'2" forward standing in front of you.
Yeah, and look, it's Quinn Hughes continue to make everyone continue to guess when he, a lot like what Olin has brought. It just, you know, that dynamic, the combination of the skating and the stick handling, like that's Quinn Hughes in a nutshell. I mean, some of the plays where he's just really getting great distance on his crossovers at the blue, so active, just going side to side in the zone. He's all over the place in mm-hmm. the, sometimes it looks like he's a forward. He's so active, and it kept the Anaheim Ducks guessing 5-on-5. It kept Anaheim guessing on the power play, and that was just another example of him being such an impact player offensively for this Vancouver Canucks team.
3-1 for Vancouver after that goal. However, Lukáš Dostal, he wasn't done in this game, and he made a really good glove save on Teddy Bluger on a breakaway with 10:07 on the clock.
And the Canucks have that 3-1 lead still intact. Gudas takes a hit by JT Miller in his own D zone, fires it into the Vancouver end. Uh-oh, breakaway pass, a shot. Oh, and Dostal just robbed Teddy Bluger.
What a save by the Dost wall. Bluger, little pump fake out to his forehand. He tries to slide it right between the wickets of Lukáš Dostal. He's having none of it. Big time save.
The Canucks would end the second period 16 shots on goal for them in that second frame. 3-1 lead for Vancouver. Going into the third, they kept it rolling. Jake DeBrusque redirected Besser's shot from up top through traffic once again. 4-1 for the Canucks.
Vancouver, another goal. If they get one here, pretty much would wrap things up the way that goals are hard to come by on the Anaheim side, but Ducks want and need the next one, but Hronek and his teammates, like Besser, just scored. So it's a 4-1 game from the point of pass to the high slot, and a booming drive there beat Dostal cleanly. And the Vancouver Canucks have added to their third period lead. It's now a 4-1 contest.
And then it became a 5-1 contest when Danton Heinen got the goal at the back door, solidifying that Vancouver win here tonight. Emerson, those last two goals in the third period there, what'd you see?
When she rains, she pours. it's what happens. And yeah. This Vancouver Canuck team, I'm gonna be honest here. I don't even think Vancouver looked all that. I mean. They have a whole nother gear, and mm-hmm. in my opinion. I just, we've seen them last year, and look, Thatcher Demko's not even in, right? So this Vancouver Canucks team has a whole nother gear. They can play at a whole other level. And in my humble opinion, they have even better hockey left to be played. So I think you look at the score, 5-1, doesn't look obviously very pretty. And the shots on goal, you're leading in that category coming out of the first period. And you let it dissipate, to let it slip away. And look, 37 shots on goal you give up. I mean, it was closer at the very start. And this Ducks team just let it slip away, lost 50-50 puck battles. And it slowly continued to get worse and worse for this Ducks team. And quite frankly, look, the Vancouver Canucks were the better team out of the gate, but the Ducks scored first, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of flipped the narrative from the previous game. And you think, okay, here you go. This Ducks team, they're going to continue on the momentum and pop a few more. And it just didn't work out that way.
Vancouver keeps their road streak going, too. They've been playing so well on the road, and it was obviously very evident here tonight. Emerson, as you said, when it rains, it pours. You know what else we're pouring? Some Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. And when we come back, we'll have your thoughts on the text line. Don't go anywhere. We're going to make sure we get to that soon because we want to hear all about what you guys have to say.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
We're back with the post-game show here, wrapping up this Ducks loss tonight. Their second game of this season-long six-game homestand, falling to the Vancouver Canucks tonight, 5-1, the final. Emerson and myself, Alexis Downey here. We're going to get to the text line now, as promised before the break. I want to start, though, to answer a question that we got earlier in the night. Can you confirm or deny that there is a hat giveaway on Sunday? Yes, confirmed. It's Military Appreciation Night. There is a hat giveaway. So if you're coming to the game, expect to get a hat. Let's get to some of the other thoughts on the text line about this game here tonight. That was rough to watch. Not looking at numbers, just the eyeball test being at the game. The Canucks were better in completing passes, reading off each other, shooting one-timers, entering the zone, you name it. Most of all, Vancouver was hungrier and wanted that win a lot more than the good guys. Here's to getting back on track next game. That was a lot of observations there.
But also very optimistic. So, yeah. you know, turning this into a positive, greatly appreciated. And we need that right now.
Yeah, yeah. Another text here. Daniel from Corona. Hello, Daniel. Really loved what we saw for the first 17 minutes of the game. Very specific. We skated hard and were very physical. Once we gave up those two goals within 60 seconds, the wind was out of the sails and felt flat for the rest of the game. We have too much talent on this team to not have faith in what's to come for the Ducks this season. Keep fighting. Again, another ending positive text there. And I agree. I mean, there really is so much talent on this Ducks team. And they've talked about how, you know, they haven't even, you know, scratched the ceiling for this team. But, I mean, I think it's a matter, too, of just finding the chemistry. I think that's really been lacking because the lines have been moved around so much. And, I mean, maybe you expect that a little bit, but how do they find that?
Yeah, and just speaking to your line mix-ups there and just the changes we constantly are seeing, you have Stromer being bumped up there to the first line with Leo and Robbie. And, look, this is just who knows what is to come when it comes to those line changes. You got the Minnesota Wild. Look, you have Kaprizov. You have Zuccarello's playing great.
Yeah.
I mean, they have so many weapons, and it's we said it a few times tonight. It's not going to get any easier here in the next couple of games. A lot of talented teams, and nice that we're at home, but they're tough games. So you just want to give this Honda Center crowd a show.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a good crowd here tonight. Also, I know for Hockey Fights Cancer Night, always a special night. So great crowd that we had here at Honda Center. Another text that we got here. Hey, THG here. Hello, Shannon. Thanks so much for sending us a text. A Canucks fan texting in on the Ducks postgame show. Love that. He said the Ducks played a Canucks team that has been excellent on the road tonight. They'll learn from tonight. I really think the Ducks have improved over last season.
You know what? Look, it is better and for the most part more sustained at times playing from the Ducks as opposed to last season. You're out of the gates just a few games ago. You're at 500. It's only going to take a few games for luck to change and you know, pucks start going in. It's like that the ketchup bottle expression, right? you finally get a little bit of the ketchup out, and then it starts to just pour. So you just gotta you know, tap that the ketchup bottle a little bit.
Heinz ketchup,
yep. And those goals will start to flow. Flow like the ketchup.
You know,
bottle.
And we need it. One goal tonight. I mean, 22 shots on goal. Last game, obviously, the Ducks ended it with 40, but two goals in that game. You got to start breaking that barrier and scoring. Like, what is it going to take, you know? What do you think?
What do you think?
I mean, they're shooting. Not tonight as much, but, I mean, you see Cutter. He's so close.
Yeah, I know. He rings it off the
I don't know.
He rings it off the far post. I thought that that one was in.
I mean, I did too.
He got that one off in a hurry, and look, he just continues to be so close. It looks like when he does shoot those things, he's shooting with confidence, and you hope that he nets his first one in the next couple games here, and then it's like that ketchup bottle. I'm telling you, you just you flick. the side of the ketchup bottle, and that thing starts to pour out.
Yeah,
that's how she goes.
I like it. And to your point, there was a few shots tonight. The Ducks weren't there to get the rebound. You know, maybe getting to the net a bit more for those rebounds could lead to some scoring there.
And it's as simple as Zelly's goal there, just getting pucks through, getting traffic in front of the goaltender's eyes, and good things happen. And you know what? How many times when the Vancouver Canucks shot on net, they got the puck back, right? And I think the Ducks, as simple as that statement is, just, you know, fighting to just get shots through, a lot of times the Vancouver Canucks were getting pucks that missed the net from their shots, went off the end board there and right back on their tape, right? So I just think good things happen when you toss everything on net, especially early on. You'll get the puck back, you'll back the other team up, and then that opens up the perimeter to start making plays.
Mm-hmm. Another text here. Emmer, great analysis as always. Vancouver forwards work great along the boards. Jake DeBrusk is one of the best checking wingers in this league, and we didn't even talk to him over the summer. If Beaker wants to make his mark on this team, now is the time to go for it. Anthony Tarquinto
bringing the heat, and I appreciate the props there on the board work comment from myself, so appreciate that. And look, hey, I agree. I mean, Jake DeBrusk, he's a guy that he's hard to read, right? He's hard to, you know, he's had some great stretches in his young career, and then he's had some stretches where it's a little bit of inconsistency. But look, this Vancouver Canucks team presents a huge opportunity because Elias Pettersson, he's not quite producing at the rate in which the Canucks, I guess, after signing that big ticket, anticipating him to be posting his lack of production at. So it's tough, and it creates a ginormous opportunity for a guy like Jake DeBrusk to solidify himself, and he entered this game on the top line, and he played well.
Let's see. Another text we have here. Fizz here. Hello, Fizz. I love watching this team when they play hard, win or lose. Tonight, after the Ducks scored, they caved and their effort looked drastically reduced during the rest of the game. That's not fun to watch. I also spent time watching the bench. Players weren't talking to each other. They looked shell-shocked. Well, me too. That's an interesting observation there, watching the bench. And obviously you learn a lot when you see the body language from a team on the bench. Interesting.
I noticed that too. I've been keeping my eye on that player's bench, and you know what, dude, I agree. You'd want to see more energy, and that just means, you know, guys at times standing up and banging their stick on their board. You know, Ross Johnson with a ginormous hit tonight.
Yeah.
And you just want to see. And in that particular moment, I didn't quite take a look at the player's bench, but in a huge hit like that, you expect to see the whole player's bench, you know, slamming their sticks on the boards and cheering in support. That was a great hit. You know, what a defensive play. Great play without the puck. And yeah, just in those moments, you want to see the energy, the players on the bench stand up and just, you know, giving high fives. But even when everyone's on the bench sitting down, preparing for the next shift, you want to see a little bit more guys turning towards one another and communicating, talking about what's going to transpire or hopefully transpire in the shift ahead. So, yeah, I that's a great point about the overall body language on the Ducks players.
And it's interesting to me, too, because I was at practice yesterday and I felt like the energy was as the end of practice got nearer, the energy seemed to pick up from the guys. And then in talking to a few of them afterwards, it felt like good energy. So, you know, it obviously carried over in the beginning parts of this game, but just got to keep the jump going.
Yep. And look, Ross Johnson, not only is the hit he laid there, he had some great moments, continues to be good on the forecheck. And once again, you want to just be pumping up everyone's tires and Z and Frank and all the players you want everyone to be playing lights out. But the team that was lights out, highlighted by a lot of players on their team playing lights out hockey was the Vancouver Canucks, and, mm-hmm. and they were just the better team tonight.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin, as he already had the chance to speak with the media.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show, and as promised before the break, we get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin now and his thoughts on this game tonight.
Just great start to the game, get the lead early on, and then after they tied in, especially when they took the lead, it felt like things just kind of unraveled.
Yeah, when it was a pretty good flow to the first period. I think both teams were kind of trading rush chances. There wasn't a lot of offensive zone time for either team, and then you know, they got the power play goal, and then the goal shortly afterwards. I think Sherwood shot it in. You could feel the bench get deflated a little bit. But then, you know, the second period was kind of a replay of last night. We turned the puck over, didn't get it deep, and they're a good hockey team, and they moved the puck forward, and they advanced it, 60-foot passes, and they skated off the puck, and they just won the track meet. And we got behind it, and I still thought in the third period we had an opportunity. It was a 3-1 game, and we either ran out of gas or they just had higher quality scoring chances. We weren't really able to get to their net too much, you know. So that's what happened when you lose.
Jumping off that, obviously, kind of a lack of traffic on your end and the other, and they get three goals off tips, another quasi redirection. What are you looking for there as far as defensive net front, I guess?
Well, on the first one in the third period, nobody moved out to the shooter. We just stood there. It was a poor change in the neutral zone. We had a guy change, and they kind of left the shorthanded. And then when they get in the zone, there was nobody that came out to basically block the shot. The other two, are D just got caught on the wrong side of people. We didn't box out. You know, we didn't defend that area or the shooting lane. And they were able to get sticks on. I mean, again, Vancouver plays a simple game. They just move the puck and they skate off the puck. And when they get in the offensive zone, they throw to the blue line and they just shoot pucks with bodies going to the net. And that's what we're trying to get our group to do. And, they've got to learn from it. You know, we've got to learn that it's a simple game. You don't have to stick handle through people. Vancouver just demonstrated over 60 minutes.
And they talked about Quinn Hughes in the past and his ability to find space. As he walks the blue line, do you see some of that in Zelly's game? Obviously, goal tonight.
Zelly was great. I mean, he just young kid and he competes and he's up and down the ice and he's fearless and he's confident. He doesn't care what the score is. He plays to win every shift. That's what I really admire about him.
Other questions?
Crow, what are you seeing when guys are, say, getting chances to shoot the puck and shoot it in spots where you think, you know, there's a real opportunity? What are you seeing when they are shooting, when they're shooting the puck? Are they too fine? Are they trying to maybe pick spots or, you know, that?
I don't have an answer for you. Okay. I mean, there's guys that are whiffing on shots and flubbing shots and I don't know. I mean, this is getting to be like a Groundhog Day. We keep talking about the lack of scoring. I don't know. I mean, I didn't play at this level, and I wasn't a scorer in college, so I can't really tell you. But I know that, you know, I hear it from them that they're gripping their sticks. And if that's your, you know, if that's your biggest contribution to the team is goal scoring, like Frank and, you know, Mac T's a scorer. Trevor's has scored goals. Obviously, Troy scores, and you know, when you don't do it, I'm sure it's stressful for them.
We talked a little bit about the lack of production from the top guys after the last game, but you know, Cutter tonight, three shots on goal. He hit the post for the fourth one. Zegers has a good chance in the last. Do you see anybody who you think maybe on the verge of breaking through a little bit here?
I would think so, Andrew. We're all fishing for quarters now, you know. I don't know. I mean, they gotta keep shooting it, right? The more you shoot it, the more opportunities you get to score. So, okay,
thanks, Greg.
Just gotta keep shooting it. Head coach Greg Cronin there. You know, he had some nice praise for Olin Zellweger and his game, and basically saying, in his words, Vancouver won the track meet.
Yeah, and to those kind words about Olin Zellweger, who just not because he just scored, but he brought a ton of positive plays to this game. And mm-hmm. We talked about him in the pregame show, and he just continues to get better and better, more confident. And, it's just an ability to take that puck and go. And it's zero hesitation. It's fun to watch. He's very active at the Ozone blue line. And that's really – it's showing a lot more, right? At mm-hmm. first – preseason, he was trying to find it, and then it started with him moving his feet more, jumping up in the play, and just taking that puck and going, and now it's spread into the offensive zone. Now he's super active at the blue line, and he's just doing a ton of good stuff. So it's really good to hear head coach Greg Cronin, you know, pump up Zelly's tires there, rightfully so. And I think, once again, from that statement, I think if all Ducks players played to the level of Olin Zellweger, I think it would just been a much more close hockey game here tonight.
Yeah, and he also mentioned how they just couldn't get to the net. Vancouver did a great job protecting the net, which hence my point about not getting the rebounds there. Well, Vancouver's all there, so.
Yep. No, hey, whether it's the high tip, and he mentioned that too, right? Played this simple game, and I know that was on the power play there, but everything's pretty straightforward. Simple, they make the easy play. Even keeper Sherwood's goal, I mean, he kicks it out early, right?
Yeah.
And then he, I think it does at least a good deceptive middle drive there, pulls up at the last second, and, I mean, what a bomb. So
that was a hard shot.
It all starts with that root cause of any positive play, and that was him kicking it out early on and getting up the ice.
Well, the Ducks are going to have to look past this as they get ready for Minnesota on Friday. That'll be a 7 o'clock game. Emerson, thoughts? Final quack?
It's scary. This Ducks team.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Yeah, good? I'm good.
Sorry, we don't have a mute button. I know you guys do in the booth, though.
It's old school here on the, on the post-game show. But final quack, it's a tough team. Kaprizov, Zuccarello's playing great. Goaltending's been phenomenal. And Ducks, they just got to turn the page on the last three games and get to work.
Yeah, and I think for me the final quack is let's score some goals in the next game, because you look at the last couple games for the Anaheim Ducks and they got to find a way to get some goals in. Obviously the game here tonight, only one goal, two goals against Chicago, going back even further to the road trip there, you know, one goal against the Penguins, three against the Islanders in their last win. So Ducks got to just find a way to get some goals against Minnesota. And I know it's a good Minnesota team because they've been playing well. They have a good goalie tandem also, and they're going to be on a back-to-back. I think we kick off their back-to-back, so that'll be a little bit different on Friday. But you can catch the pregame show, 6:30 here Friday night, getting you set for Ducks and Wild. And if you want to stick around and hear the replay of this game tonight, Canucks and Ducks, you can listen to it after the break. Emerson, anything else you wanted to add?
No, I know Flower, right, yeah, is coming into town. And Marc-Andre Fleury, the Pittsburgh connection with AD, of course, the team she were growing up, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some strong ties there. But let's hope if he is in, I don't know, maybe he underperforms for our Ducks benefit.
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's this next stretch. Once again, you love being at home and the fans getting into it here at Honda Center.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just try to, once again, turn the page, play better, more effective, efficient hockey for the full 60 plus minutes. And it's not going to get any easier. Kaprizov, a lot of big time names coming in at Honda Center here. Next few games, so Ducks gotta just play hard.
The final in this one here tonight, 5-1 in favor of the Vancouver Canucks, and the Ducks' first meeting with them. Two more on this season. Like I said, stick around and listen to the replay of that. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in for the post-game show. For Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey, and we'll catch you on Friday.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think Mark's overreacting to
music,
this,
for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to queue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I didn't
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique, one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go and be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot for the game.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.